just one clarification of a custom that we have that other communities might not have regarding naming a baby. The custom that we have is that we name after the father's parents and also the mother's parents, even though they're alive. Ashkenazim, however, are careful not to name their children after parents that are still alive. They wait until they're deceased, but that's their custom. Now, our custom has a lot of basis in the Torah. For example, there was a great rabbi called Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and it's clear that he named his son Rabban Gamliel after his father, even though his father was still alive. Or go even further back than that, you have a man called Caleb ben Yefuneh. Caleb ben Yefuneh had a son called Hur. Hur had a son called Caleb, even though Caleb was still alive. So you see, they named after the grandfather. So that custom is clear. As a matter of fact, if you want to go further back, if you look at the children of Yehuda, the tribe Yehuda, the Pasuk says he had two children. He had Er, Onan, and then he had a third child, Shelah. But let's talk about the first two children, Er and Onan. For the first child, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra et Shemo Er. He called the first son Er. When it came to the second son, it says, Vatekra et Shemo Onan. She called it Onan. Interesting. He named the first baby and she named the second baby, which is a little similar to our custom where the first child goes after the husband's father. The husband gets the name and the second child goes after the wife. The wife gets the name. Hence, Vayikra Vatikra. Is it proper to embrace this custom? Of course it's proper. There's a case in history where it wasn't followed and there was, Chas v'Shalom, drastic consequences. And that was the case with Aharon. Aharon, a Kohen, was married to a lady called Elisheva. Aharon's father-in-law's name was Aminadav. If we look at the children of Aharon, he named his first son Nadav. The first son was named after his father-in-law, Aminadav. The second son, Avihu, means Avihu. This is for my father. He switched the order around. He gave the first son to his wife, Nadav, after Aminadav, and the second son, Avihu, after his own father. And the Mefarshim bring down that, that's add that to the reasons why Nadav and Avihu didn't have the best of luck, and we know their fate. In any event, la halakha, one should keep to that custom and follow it. The father goes first with his parents, the paternal parents, grandparents, and then the maternal grandparents. Unless there's a certain circumstance where the father wants to forego, or the grandfather foregoes his formality in the protocol and says, give it to the wife's side. Then already, if he's mohel, if he forgives, then it's okay. But otherwise, we should keep it. The pasuk says, "Ateret zekenim bene banim." The crown of grandparents is grandchildren, and therefore, when grandparents see grandchildren with their own name, especially that their name is being perpetuated, that's a big kavod for them. So, there's no reason not to follow this minhag. Its basis is in the highest levels in the Torah.